Now, one more geographical thing for you to remember throughout the 12 lectures. The Nile flows from south to north. It is the only major river in the world flowing the wrong way, right? So on the map, it's going uphill. So when we talk about Upper and Lower Egypt, it refers to the direction of the Nile. So when you go up the Nile, you're actually going south. When you go down the Nile, you're going north. So for that reason, it's just the opposite of what you'd think. In other words, when you think of Upper Egypt, it's in the south. And when you think of Lower Egypt, it's in the north. So just remember that as we go. I'll remind you as we go through it, don't worry. But this is an important thing. So the Nile is crucial to Egypt. It certainly is. I'm not denying that. Everybody lived along the banks of the Nile. Remember, these were not desert people, the Egyptians. They didn't go out into the desert. They hated the desert. They didn't have camels. That's introduced much later. Everybody lived along the Nile, stayed by the Nile, and they lived and died by the Nile. So the Nile is important, but I'm saying it's the leaders that really made Egypt great. And now it's time for you to meet our first leader, the first king of ancient Egypt, Narmer. Now, when does Narmer live? The best guess is around 3200 BC, right? So he's living 5,000 years ago. Just before Narmer's time, Egypt was divided into two kingdoms, Upper and Lower Egypt, right? And they had two kings, a king of Upper and a king of Lower. And the king was symbolized by his crown. The pharaoh in the south, the one in the south, wore a tall white crown. And the pharaoh of the north wore a shorter red crown with a little feather in the front. So we had two crowns. It's interesting that a crown is a sign of authority. I mean, we still have it today, right? Policemen wear special hats. Soldiers wear, military wear hats. Doormen wear hats. It's a sign of something making you special. And the crown was the sign of the king. So we have two kingdoms, Upper and Lower Egypt. Tell you something very, very interesting about crowns. For 3,000 years, Egyptian pharaohs wore crowns. The tall white crown, the red crown. No crown has ever been found. Never. We have Tutankhamun's tomb, which was found intact. Right? Everything packed in there, gold, treasures, no crown. Now, why? I'll tell you my theory. My theory is that the crown was magical, that it was believed to have magical powers. Whoever put it on became powerful, strong, invincible. And I think there was only one crown at any one time. In other words, I think the crown is passed on from king to king. It was the one thing the pharaoh couldn't take with him to the next world. Kind of like the crown jewels of England, right? There's only one crown jewels, and after Elizabeth dies, it goes to somebody else, and after she, it goes to somebody else. So I think there was only one crown in existence, and that crown was passed down from pharaoh to pharaoh. So I don't think we're ever going to find it. I think it's gone, but the crown was the symbol of kingship. And then sometime around, as I say, maybe 3200, maybe 3150, don't worry about dates, Narmer unifies Egypt. Now, what does he do? What does it mean to unify Egypt? He is a king of the south. He marches north and conquers the king of the north, and Egypt becomes one nation. Right? So what I want to show you in this first introduction to Narmer is how Narmer sets a pattern, establishes a political schema for Egypt that is going to make Egypt great for 3,000 years. Now, very important is a document that I want to talk about. Today you're going to hear about the Narmer Palette. It is the first historical document in the world. There is no historical document earlier than the Narmer Palette. Right? It is a large slate object. Now, when I say large, it's about 22 inches high. It's maybe a foot wide. And it's a palette. Now, palette. Immediately, everybody thinks of an artist's palette. And that's not bad. An artist palette is used to mix paints. You mix paints on it, and you get the color you want, and then you start painting. This was a palette that was also used for mixing. It's slate, smooth stone. The ordinary palette was smaller than the Norma palette, though. It's about maybe 9 inches across, and sometimes they're shaped like fishes. So it's a nice smooth piece of slate. Think of a tile on a roof on a slate tile, right? Something like that. And the Egyptians ground cosmetics on it. Everybody in ancient Egypt wore cosmetics. Everybody. Now, they put them on their eye, right? Under the eyes, often. Now, you often see football players wearing black under the eye. That's exactly what the Egyptians were doing. It absorbs the glare of the sun. And in a desert country, it's important. So on their palettes, they could grind their cosmetics. If you wanted to be really zippy, if a woman wanted to really look attractive, she could take some malachite, green stone, grind it, mix it in with fat, and that becomes your cosmetic.